This is Michael Marsalek. I'm here at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival once again. Montana Public Radio is recording this Monday evening concert, and we'll be playing it back on the radio Friday night at 8 o'clock. I'm visiting with Solomon Hicks. The great blues guitarist is back for a second year here at the Crown of the Continent Festival, from New York City and back to Montana for a second summer in a row.
Yes.
So talk about your life at home first, and then I want to ask you what it's like coming back to this festival again, really with a different role. But maybe back at home, you're playing a lot now, right?
Well, I work in other bands, but really I've just been focusing on my own band and my own originals. I just have a new album out called The Blues Live and Electrified. So really just finding out how I want my sound to be and just really the Solomon Hicks signature. And back at home, I still play at places like Lucille's, B.B. King's, The Iridium. I'm still at the Cotton Club on Monday nights, which is more like swing big band, so it's a whole other style. But there's a lot of jazz in New York, and I find that studying jazz just makes me a better musician and instrumentalist, just knowing theory and chords. But I like to describe it as I'm a blues musician with a jazz mind, knowing how to go throughout chords, but kind of having a mixed style. And just being surrounded by a lot of great mentors and teachers in New York, like one of my guitar teachers was Melvin Sparks, who passed, and he was an acid jazz guitar player. So he was somebody who kind of had that hit-him-over-the-head type rapid-fire playing, but still had a great concept of bebop playing in lines and scales, but had a soulful touch. And then he ended up passing away about 5 or 6 years ago. And then later on, I ran into other guitar players like Junior Mack and Saron Crenshaw. I give a huge amount of respect and will almost say like they're my mentors because I play with them almost about 4 or 5 times a month. And it's through listening and playing with those guys on stage and being afraid and what am I going to play after their solo and kind of watching how their shows go has kind of helped my playing develop, because being around some of those older musicians, their stories, their playing kind of they rubbed off me in a great way, and I kind of really appreciate the fact that they took the time to even bring me up to play with them, or just because they could have said no, because some musicians, they do say no, they're not that friendly. So those are just kind of two people that kind of saw that, take it seriously. And Junior Mack, he plays with the Allman Brothers Band, the J-Mos Band, and just Saron Crenshaw is the all-time great showman. So those are, and even just like great singers like Antoinette Montague or other entertainers in New York City who I just play with as a sideman, but also I'm a part of their show. So watch them, how they interact with the crowd, and also just how they let their guards down and let the people actually come in, and just how they work their magic. So watching them and how to, the things I want to take, the things I don't want to take, and just how to make it into my own show.
Sounds great. How would you describe the Solomon Hicks sound? I mean, what are you coming into, and what are you discovering about how you play, and what makes it unique for you?
Well, I would say the Solomon Hicks sound is, I like to play all styles and like at least a little bit well, but my sound is really a blues player with a jazz mind in best ways, because I like taking the energy of the blues and kind of like rapid fire playing like the two. If I had to pick two people, I like to say Freddie King and Wes Montgomery, as far as just like the sophistication of the fact that Wes had so many options. You can make blend with the music and make it pretty, and also had a great agility and technique. There are some things that I find in blues has a little bit more energy in the rock, flair, and funk, and it kind of took a while for me to realize that, to not be afraid to play blues, and that this is something that I want to do, and that I can play it differently than other people, because I'm kind of trying to take two things and blend it together. And it took me a while. It wasn't until like this past like year or so that I kind of found that out about myself, and probably still going to change when the future goes. But I like to say that I'm just a musician. I can play anything, but I want my stamp to be as far as carrying on the blues history and that tradition. And I just find the blues stories funny and fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's your second year back here at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival, spending the entire week. You actually came early, if I understand right.
Yeah.
Played a couple of gigs locally as part of the kind of festival kickoff. Closed out the first opening night with on the same bill as the Los Angeles Guitar Quartet. Playing again on the Extravaganza. Talk a little bit about what it's like to come into your own, I guess, both as a, wearing both hats, I guess, as one of the featured performers and a student for the week.
Well, it's kind of nice because going outside of New York City, I am missing a lot of shows there. So the fact that I'm able to work here and also being back for the second year, seeing so many old friends, be able to make some new connections to network more. It's great to come back. And as far as like I get to play professionally, so as far as being the stage show what I can do, but also take a step back from the spotlight and kind of learn from some of the teachers and the students that they have here, because that's kind of how I learned in the city, being around players that were always better than me and just trying to hear them and like listen and kind of absorb it. So being as a student too, being able to like go on, well, it's also great because I can go from class to class as well. As far as like getting some of Hogan's like jazz and fusion, then take some of that, then maybe I'll go to Zupa's class and get some of the straight ahead jazz bebop stuff. And then kind of just listen so I can even incorporate what they're showing to what I do, because everybody has a different style and different flavor. It just depends on what you want to take and incorporate it into yourself. So I kind of like look at it as like taking different marbles from different places and putting it all together to make my own special marble, I guess, in a way. But it's kind of nice just to relax and not in the city. I'm always just on it. I have to be at the gig and just be professional. I'm going to do my best, and I don't really have time to think, well, what if I play the song this way? What if I change that lyric? Where here is like in Montana, actually a part of the crown of the continent. I kind of say, well, let me practice. I'm just going to sit on the grass and like watch the sky and like the waters. Sit almost like sitting at the dock of the bay almost, because we're on the water. I just sit down. I was like, yeah, I'm actually going to work out a new show. I want to work out some songs and kind of take a step back from the city.
It's a real chance to work on your craft in a different kind of way and in certainly a different kind of environment.
Yes.
Absolutely. Completely.
Yeah, less active.
Yeah. Is there anything particular this week that you're particularly excited about? Concert, performers you'd love to meet, that kind of thing. What's on your hot list to don't miss this week?
Well, definitely I want to catch John Harrington, who's playing tonight. I got the chance to guitar battle with him about 2 or 3 years ago at this club called 75 Below, or one of some small club that ended up closing down later on. He was playing one night, and then this piano player named Johnny Rosh, he said, oh, I knew him. He said, oh, I want to invite this Solomon Hicks to come up on the stage. And I think I was maybe like 15, so I was nowhere near John Harrington's playing. It was just I got lucky, the fact that I was able to jam with him. And they were playing on this one song, and then like he solos, and okay, we're going to go back and forth. So I was okay, yeah, I'm ready. And then we ended up trading for us, and we didn't end up seeing each other. So then seeing his name on the bill this year, I was like, hey, yeah, I know that guy. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to him. The extravaganza between all the people. I really like the LAGQ quartet, just because I find that classical and jazz are kind of the top highest music forms, just of how much dexterity you have to have, how much knowledge of the instrument you have to have, and kind of everything kind of stuff. Even a lot of jazz players study classical to even get the melodic phrasing. So just hearing that many guitar players play simultaneously to make just such beautiful music, even though classical is not my preferred style to play, and I may know like one song I can play not well, it was just a pleasure as a guitar player and as a listener to kind of just sit back and enjoy. And I plan to be at all the events through this week. Unfortunately, I get to be backstage and kind of meet some of the other performers as well. But I find each person on the bill this year has something special to bring to the table. So I want to try to see if I can watch how they do their shows, and kind of the same thing I was saying before, like take what I want and how to incorporate in my own show. And like, well, I don't like that. Maybe I won't use that. So just I'm excited for everybody, but specifically John Harrington and the LAGQ was definitely some of the two that I was looking forward to.
I've been talking with Solomon Hicks today. He's here at the Crown of the Continent Guitar Festival as a student all week long and also a featured performer. He'll be performing next at the Extravaganza on Saturday night. You can get information online at the Crown Guitar Festival website. Thanks so much for visiting with us.
Oh, man, thank you. It's glad to be here.